a popular Outcast production.
We're going. Hey guys.
Hi.
It's episode 30. What's up with that?
Yay.
Oh wow, it is really?
And it's Christmas Eve. What is up with that?
What's up with that?
Neat. I thought you meant like today. I was like, are you majorly confused? And then I realized, nope, that's the air.
No, no, yeah, this comes out Christmas Eve. And Bill's making faces.
He is. He's
moving my microphone closer. I moved my microphone closer because it was this far away.
Apparently, I don't know how to talk in this thing.
It's fine.
I won't move.
Takes practice.
It's okay.
You'll get there.
Thanks.
Let me see that fudge.
All
right. Fudge. Yeah, we got fudge.
I made fudge.
Fudge. Yeah.
Bill's mom was like watching me this morning. She's like, "Wait, you're making it in the microwave?" I'm like, yeah, you just put everything in the microwave, and then you stir it, and then you put it back in the microwave, and then you stir it again, and then you...
I have absolutely no idea how fudge is made, so...
Put it in a pan, and then you put it in the fridge.
You could have told me you make it in the microwave all the time, and I would have believed you.
Yeah.
You make it around the corner.
My mom makes this great
thank you for that
coffee though. Bark, she calls it, where she just crushes coffee beans and then
that sounds amazing.
Melts it with chocolate and then this thing in the microwave and it hardens and you make it really thin and it's ready in like 2 minutes.
I like
and
to
it's
make
delicious.
Rice Krispies in the microwave
because
you just do you do marshmallow and butter in a microwavable tub and then you just watch it because it will explode.
Yeah.
And I learned that the hard way, by the way.
Marshmallows in the microwave are
fun. Have you ever tried to clean out marshmallow from a microwave?
No. Yes, I have.
Not easy. And I did it to my cousin's microwave. And I came down. I did it like right before her yard sale. And I was like, hey, so your microwave is very clean now. She's just like, what did you do? Don't worry about it.
Well, you mean you just make the Rice Krispie treats by melting the marshmallows in the microwave?
Yeah.
I thought that's... what you're supposed to do.
I don't know.
That's always what I did.
Yeah, and then you just...
It takes a minute.
Yeah.
To melt a stick of butter and a whole bag of marshmallows.
Yep.
Dump the Rice Krispies in it, stir it up.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't eat marshmallows, so I don't know how that works.
I make it with, my cousin, actually the one that I blew up her microwave with, was the one where she taught me how to do it with Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add like bits of like M&Ms or peanut butter.
Yum.
Or
crazy.
Chocolate chips.
I used to do them with Fruity Pebbles and strawberry marshmallows.
Oh my god.
Ooh, they're that sounds so delicious. Good. I did recently find out though that like the marshmallow fluff doesn't have gelatin.
Oh,
really?
So if I want to have myself some marshmallow fluff,
that stuff's
I can
so
eat
good.
All of it.
Peanut butter and marshmallow on Ritz crackers. So good.
We used to eat fluff and utter sandwiches when we were younger.
Oh, yeah. That was huge with my grandmother. She loved that.
My mom used to make fudge by half a thing of marshmallow fluff, one jar of peanut butter, and one jar of vanilla icing.
Oh my God.
Mixed together, throw in refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
I'm like...
That sounds amazing.
That's it?
Sounds like... Whoa.
That's how you made fudge. Okay.
I would eat that.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
eat all of it.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Freaking easy.
Did you make any Christmas cookies this year?
Not yet.
No?
Maybe Friday, if I have time. I don't know if I'm going to have time to make any this year. My work schedule is extremely nuts. And especially with, like, making all my homemade Christmas presents.
Yeah.
It's not very easy. Why are you staring at me like that? Bill is staring at me.
He's sad that you're not making Christmas cookies this year. I think he doesn't even know what to say.
Your mom's making them.
You guys told people who you are yet?
Oh.
We don't do that, like, ever.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
We have our theme song now.
They
That's how they know who we are.
Downloaded this. They know what this is.
Read the title.
This is the Girls on Girls podcast. You know that. Come on. The logo is right there.
Don't
Come
try
on.
To.
There's
kid
no
us.
Way you can fuck that up.
I don't know why.
You know what you're listening to.
It's very weird.
It's weird that we don't say
I know.
Who we are.
I don't know that you do it, even though like all of those things still apply.
Mm-hmm. No, because I listened to a handful of podcasts, a lot of them on the network, and everybody like introduces themselves in their podcast like right away, and I'm just like,
do
I
we
mean.
Do that? No.
We did that for a while, but I mean, I feel like it's a little pointless to be like, hey, you downloaded this that you knew about.
Yeah, I wondered that.
Right if now. You're listening to episode 30, you should already know what you're listening to.
I would imagine. I mean, if not, go to girlsongirls.popularcast.com and go through our backlog of blog entries. It's all there. It's fine. I don't feel
today.
Like explaining myself.
What'd you do?
Clicked on the purple banner.
Oh shit.
Before I shopped on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my husband's a second Metroplex for his brother. Metroplex
nice.
Is a giant transformer that
helps
just
you
released.
Cook.
Yeah, he helps me cook.
The thing is over 2 feet tall.
I saw him helping
and
you cook.
And can hold a spatula.
Yes, it can hold a spatula. It can do a lot of things. All of its fingers move, like yep. they're all jointed. And
I thought ridiculous. That was. I seriously thought that was amazing.
It was. It's a pretty impressive transformer. AJ literally made me like take pictures of him hanging on the couch with it, his arm around it, and
oh, Lord.
Like he was. The cat was laying on the back of the couch, so he made the transformer shooting at the cat, and then he made me take a picture of him protecting the cat from Metroplex.
Oh, God.
Shooting it. I don't it got a little ridiculous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like he's 40 years old.
Why would you need children?
I don't
see
that's
exactly
pretty much one of the reasons why I never will have children.
You already have one.
I have one. And a lot of flea bags.
Speaking of not flea bags, children, my child just turned 4.
Yay!
Oh, Morgan. Shit.
Happy birthday.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? That's nuts.
I am aware of this. You're 4 now. That's weird. Stop it.
She's going to be in school
doing
soon.
That. Was
not
that next
soon enough.
What, next,
because of
next year?
When her birthday falls, she can't enroll in kindergarten until fall of 2015.
Oh, okay.
So I've got
she'll be
almost 2 more
class.
Years. Yeah, she will be. But we're looking at preschool right now, so hopefully getting early admission for this school year.
That sounds... Wow.
Yep.
How you dealing with that?
How you
Ideal.
Holding up there?
Sometimes I have to go scream into a pillow for a minute or two so yeah. I don't curse out my child.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why people hit their kids. I'm not gonna do it, but I understand.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cause she is a stubborn jerk just like me, and if I hit her, I know she's just gonna clock me right back. Yeah, what well, you got?
Yeah,
kids, man.
The one, the one girl I work with, she's a lot like me. I describe her as me in 20 years. Like she has red hair, and we're just very similar mindsets.
I didn't know you had like older people in the salon.
She's not in the salon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's in the store.
Okay.
She's really funny because she came in the one day and she's like, you know, I understand why people kill their children. I do. She said, my mom asked me the other day, she's like, why have you never had kids? And she's like, you know when people are in jail because they've killed their children because they took them down to the lake and just held them under until the bubble stopped? That would be me, mom. That'd be me. Because every time she sees a kid in the store that's like misbehaving, she's just like, just gotta fucking,
yeah.
gotta
But you,
yep. Yeah. Well, every now and then they come by and they're just knocking on the window and I'm just like, shh, I'm not a fish.
Not that you should do that to fish anyway.
No, you shouldn't do it to fish either.
It's a good way to kill fish. Oh my god. Jeff and I placed a Think Geek order and we had a lot of points accrued that we had to spend before February, and so we're looking at all like the free stuff we can get, and the one thing, it was so many points and it was free with a minimum of a $25 purchase. It's an electronic goldfish in a fish tank.
What?
Yes.
So, in actual water?
I think, yeah, you put water in it. Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to give that to her because she always wants to look at the fish when she's at your store.
That's awesome.
And she tries to touch them and I'm like, no. Or like tap on the tank. And I'm like, let's not do that. No. So yeah, for Christmas, she'll get an electronic goldfish.
Yeah. We were a little worried when we first got our tank because Bill's ex-wife had told us that Tom likes to take the fish out of her fish tank and put them in the other fish tank.
Oh my god.
Oh.
And it kind of, you know, kills the fish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as you don't have two fish tanks right next to each other.
Well, yeah, we just didn't want him reaching his hand in and playing with them anyway. But yeah, he never did. He never bothered with it. He just likes to look at it now. So that's cool. I just had to get my water tested because I had, like, two fish die.
Mm.
And then my one, like, clown loach just started to look, like, really sick. And I'm just like, something's wrong. So I took it in, and she's like, everything's fine, but your everything is really messed up. Like, everything's really high, except for your ammonia. Everything. I'm like, what?
That's weird.
How long has the tank been up?
Almost a year.
Yeah.
She told me to put more, like, water conditioner in it, because maybe, like, I didn't put enough in. So we'll see.
Fish are hard.
Sometimes.
They're so fragile.
Yeah. Like, one thing goes wrong, and you gotta put this chemical in.
Yeah. I don't got time for that shit.
Well,
my kid's getting a fake fish.
I got a 55-gallon tank. I kinda have to have the time for it.
Gross.
I went into this wholeheartedly. No, I can't stop. No, it's fine. I really like my tank. But I don't have kids to worry about killing my fish. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But, yeah. We were going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah. I tried, and then I don't know where the fuck that conversation went.
Well, you've met us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So what are you guys doing for Christmas?
I honestly have no freaking idea.
Really?
Nobody's really told us yet.
Aw.
Yeah. There's always something family going on, but...
You don't know which?
God, it's always, like, last minute shit.
Not my family. My mom told me, like, 3 months ago. It's like, I'm like, it's, you know, it's summer, right? She's like, yeah, what are you doing for Christmas? It's summer.
I don't know. If you make plans now, whatever you're doing then...
I don't know. Tell me where to be and I'll be there.
Did you go to your mom's house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do Christmas Eve at our house. Karaoke, drinks, as usual. Lots of food. And then Christmas Day, Bill and I are going to my mom's. I told you this. Looking at me like I'm surprised or something.
I'll be sick.
No, you won't. She's making food just for you. She even asked. She's like, Bill doesn't eat ham, but what other stuff does he eat? I'm like, any vegetables. So she's making extra vegetables for him.
That's nice. Shit, son.
Can't wait for a plate full of green beans. I'm kidding.
I think it's Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts, actually.
Yeah.
Apparently, the green beans I made for Thanksgiving were so good, Jeff's mom wants me to make them for, like, every family meal now.
Woo!
It was just fresh green beans from the produce section, steam them, and then make a garlic parmesan butter sauce and put on them. But they're used to, like, canned.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing canned. That's gross. Those things are so mushy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go to my parents with... AJ and I go to my parents on Christmas Eve, and my brother and his wife and little children will be there. So we have dinner and then open presents. And then Christmas Day, we don't got to do shit. And we just sit at home all day.
That's awesome.
What about his family?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we might actually go there this time. I don't know. I hope I don't have to cook anything.
It's literally like the week before Christmas.
I know.
Neither of you have any idea.
Yeah. Recording this, it is 1 week before Christmas. Our shopping is not even finished yet.
I only ever shop for my nieces, and I bought them one outfit from Target each, and it was like $50. So I'm like, shit. Well, I think I'm done Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish up a scarf for my mom. But we'll see. We don't do presents, so I don't really have too much to worry about.
I did all homemade gifts. Aside from like the Bath and Body Works stuff that I bought last summer when we were at the outlet shopping.
Oh, yeah.
So I had that all stocked up. Just threw that all in. Because I get presents for everybody that I work with in the salon. Yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes. I did have to make 8 scarves.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then there was one guy. No, I'd make 7 scarves. And then there was one guy, and I was like,
he can wear a scarf.
So what do you want? And he's like, not a scarf. I was like, how about a hat?
Now you're getting not 2 scarves.
How about
scarf and a hat?
Some food. Okay, we're getting you fudge. Cool. So I got him DVDs. It was the only gift that I really bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame.
Because he never watches movies, and we're like, here, watch all of these movies. He's an Xbox lover. Strange kid. I don't understand him.
No. He's a groomer?
Mm-hmm. No. Bather. He's only 18.
Hmm.
Hasn't figured it out yet.
Hmm.
Yeah. So strange, like, talking to somebody. Like, I never thought I'd be old enough to have the conversation that he's like, no, I've never heard of that. We're like, have you ever watched The Goonies? What's that?
What?
I don't understand. What? There's, yeah, and that conversation just keeps going. Like, he just hasn't heard of anything. he couldn't name, like, one Weezer song. Or, yeah.
They're young, man. They don't know.
It's very weird.
I didn't even want to come over tonight because The Lost Boys came on.
Oh, shit.
Right before I left. And I was like, shit, I gotta record this.
I was also watching a Kiefer Sutherland movie before I left.
Were you?
Monsters vs. Aliens.
Nice.
Monsters vs. I don't know if I saw that.
It's the computer animated kids movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think is it DreamWorks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe DreamWorks. I did see it.
Oh, yeah.
With Seth Rogen does the voice of Bob the Blob.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Laurie that is Dr. Funny. Cockroach.
There was that giant chick.
Yeah, yeah. Ginormica. Yep. Susan Murphy, voiced by Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
Yeah, just like an encyclopedia movie. Of name knowledge.
I have watched this movie every day for the past month.
Oh, right. Oh boy.
And Despicable Me.
Oh, right. That'll do it.
And occasionally, you know, throw Finding Nemo and Wally in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Every my nieces were obsessed with Finding Nemo for a while. We did have to watch that every day.
I love Finding Nemo.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's so sad.
It really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little kid movies that I'm just like, why?
Are they doing that like Finding Dory movie?
Next summer. I think it's summer 2015 is Dory. The Summer of Dory.
Nice.
The Summer of Dory.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Did anybody see Frozen yet?
Frozen? Uh-oh. I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
From one person that has seen it. So I know one person that's seen it and liked it.
I've yet to see The Hobbit.
John Smith.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
So sad.
I saw The Hobbit. I went to the midnight show. My first ever midnight show at the cinema center that I wasn't working.
I saw that. How was that?
It was good. Had I not just read The Hobbit, I probably would have enjoyed it more.
Mm.
But I'm watching it. I'm like, no, this is wrong. This is Peter Jackson. Stop it. Stop it right now. You're messing this up.
Did he mess it up? I don't remember the
book. He changed little things. He added in a character. Like, I understand what he's doing to, like, because you have to condense it into a movie format and keep it interesting. So I kind of get it. But it's, I'm just like, the book was fine the way it was. Just stop.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Had I not just read the book, I would have found it much, much more entertaining. But it was good. I give it, you know, 4 out of 5 stars.
Cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it. AJ won't go to the movie theater to see it with me, though.
Boo. Because
he's not interested enough.
You can come with us. We'll go see it.
Whenever. Jeff's going to take his brother.
You can be our date.
Okay. Let me know when you're going.
That'll be a while.
Oh, and I ran into Sam there. Like, what? I'm waiting in line with Kelsey and her coworkers, and I look over, and Sam is on the phone, like, by the arcade machines. And I'm just like, Sam? He was not sober. And I don't mean drunk. I'm good amazed innuendo he knew there. Who I was.
It's great innuendo.
Well, I don't want to get him in trouble. Yeah, he was supposed to be meeting Chris Hendrickson and some other people.
Oh.
But they went to the 3D, and Sam's like, I'm not fucking paying for 3D. That's stupid.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Don't worry, audience. I don't know who Sam is either.
It's cool. He's one of our buddies.
Yeah, Sam's awesome. It's fun. I cannot read that from here. I'm going to have to get away from the mic.
Bill's showing Aislinn something on his phone. For all of you who can't.
I never saw of the.
You should watch of the.
Oh, by the way. Oh, my God. I got a Snapchat from Kelsey today while she was working. Joey Green was having lunch alone at Red Robin.
He totally was. What did they say? Like, Joey Green, lonely something, or just hungry?
Joey Green, it was sad, lonely, hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, ah, loser.
He really was. He was, like, the only one in, like, not only the only one at his table, but, like, it looked like the only one in the entire section.
Yeah. It was post-lunch, so, I mean, yeah, he was probably one of the only people in there. Too good to come to the open mics anymore.
Seriously. He says he's over it.
He's over it.
That's his exact words.
I don't like devoting this much time to talking about Joey Green, though, so let's move on.
He'll never listen to it.
No, he won't, because he's over it.
He's over it. He's too much of a hipster.
It's true.
Whatever. So, we should have planned another topic.
Probably. It snowed a shitload this week.
Oh my God, yes. But it's supposed to get up. Are we really about to talk about the weather?
Better than sports.
How was Christmas when you were a child? What was the Christmas tradition that you had?
Yeah. We always went to Pizza Hut for Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah. Red Rooster lollipops from Chris Kindle Mart. Just saying.
She's still eating
toy candy.
That's what she's eating right now.
Yes. So if there are slurping noises, I sort of apologize, I guess.
Yeah, for those of you out there who don't know what toy candy is, traditional like toy candy, you should look it up and try to get some somehow, because awesome. It's delicious. I think it might be like a Pennsylvania Dutch thing.
I think it is.
It's just like hard candy, clear colored hard stick. Candy. Usually on a stick, but you can buy bags.
It tastes like pure sugar.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It is just.
You should look it up and get some.
Sugar, corn syrup, and food coloring hardened.
That's awesome. Exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Those Amish people know how to fatten us up.
It's true. I paid $1 for this, though. The price went up. Kind of disappointed.
Bastards.
I know. That's fine. Whatever. I will gladly pay $1 for this. Because, I mean, you know, helping out the little man. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, it's not cheap to rent those booths for the street festival.
No, it's not. Chris Kindle booths are actually pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Considering you have to, like, rent the little barn that you're in.
Yeah, and it's usually really cold.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Sounds awful.
Yeah, it is, like, always the most miserable cold weekend of December, somehow. Like, yeah, it's planned, you know, months in advance, but...
But it always ends on the coldest freaking week.
Yeah.
It is a lot colder this year than it was last year.
Yeah, at this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of depressed because I wanted to go. This is the first year I was ever going to go. I was going to go on Saturday.
I heard that from a lot of people.
Snowed. I was so pissed. And I saw that you guys went. And I'm like, damn it, they must have gone early.
We did. We got there like right when it opened. And we ended up parking out back of, where Jeff works. Because nobody else was parking there. Because I'm guessing they assumed it was a residence.
Right.
But wasn't, so we got parking like a block away. Awesome. And it was awesome.
Nice.
And there weren't that many people there yet, so we could like make a lap in no time. It was great.
That's freaking sweet.
Yeah. Got kettle corn with cheddar flavoring.
Oh god. They have hillbilly kettle corn at the market house now, just so you know.
Okay.
Cheddar, caramel.
Oh shit.
And regular.
Oh, speaking of the market house, that's where you guys get beef, right? Or
yes. We okay. get it from, yeah, a place called Sunrise from Middleburg.
Okay, because we're looking at getting some for Jeff's dad because he makes his own jerky. Mm. So we wanted to get him, like, good quality beef for beef jerky.
It's not, he doesn't call it grass-fed beef, but it's mostly grass-fed, but they do have to feed it some grain, but it's, like, no antibiotic, no hormone, no
cool
anything. It's really good.
Yeah,
they have chicken, they have pork, they have all kinds of stuff.
I imagine it's tough to grass feed in the winter.
Yeah, you can't really. I don't know how you could.
Molly was eating snow the other day. I don't know why, I just thought of that. I was thinking of like cows
grazing,
eating through like the snow to get to the, and then I was like, oh, my dog was eating snow the other day.
My daughter eats snow off of her boots.
That's awesome.
Ooh.
Like, stop that. That is gross.
That's not right. Don't do that. Yeah, on Sunday, after it snowed, like, a million inches,
yeah.
Me, Molly, and Odie went outside, and I was, like, throwing the Frisbee. First, we had to find one.
Yeah.
Because she leaves them all in the yard, and I was like, please tell me we left one on the porch of the house. And luckily, we did. So, I found one, and I kept having to, like, knock the snow off every time she brought it. We must have been out for, like, an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
She just kept going. She'd run, and then all of a sudden, you'd hear, like, poof, of snow. And she'd run into the side of the hill.
Oh, my gosh.
And she just kept eating, like, the snow. And then Odie's beside me in, like, his little coat going, oh, God, it's so freaking cold. Mom, I go inside. Oh, my God.
None of our dogs like being outside.
Yeah. Molly was freaking loving it. Like, she must have been out for an hour. And then Julia said that, like, Bill's mom said that they went out, like, two more times then throughout the day. And she just kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
Crazy dog.
She's begging us today to go out. And I was like, it's so freaking cold. I don't want to go outside. I didn't. I haven't been outside all day. I don't have to.
Quit making so much noise, Bill.
Bill's trying to stealthily open something. It was just, it's like when people try to open candy at the movie
quietly. Yeah. You can't do that quietly.
Just do it fast.
Let's get it over with.
God, what's your problem?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm too tired for this shit.
I know. We're only doing one episode tonight, right?
That was my plan.
All right.
We're having a hard time keeping it together right now.
I know.
We're not going to do two.
It's not the normal.
Let's not kid ourselves.
It's, you know, not we don't the normal week.
No.
We don't have to do an hour episode.
No, we don't have to.
It's Christmas Eve. Go be with your families, people.
Seriously.
Those are terrible.
I know.
Mm. So, Jeff linked me to this thing on ThinkGeek that I was impressed with upon first sight, but upon ordering it, I am far less impressed.
Uh-oh.
It was a Dalek dress.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like a dress, like a normal dress.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically just a tank top dress.
What?
That was almost $40.
Wow.
Yeah. I probably should have looked a little harder at the description, but I feel cheated, Think Geek.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in you guys.
It's a giant bummer.
Yeah. It was like, I think it was like $40, but then it was like on sale for like $33. But I thought it was going to be like a dress out of like, you know, heavy cotton fabric or something. But no, it's like t-shirt, but it's got like elastic under the bust. So it's kind of like flowy looking. But I was like, God damn it. I feel ripped off now.
That giant pricks. Bummer.
I know. But at least we got the electronic goldfish for free. So that kind of makes up for it.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because I got it because he showed it to me and I was like, you know, that'd be cool if I could wear that, you know, for my birthday. So, like, Think Geek was running, like, a free shipping on orders over $40.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's $9 shipping we didn't have to pay for.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Most of my Amazon wish list is Doctor Who stuff. There's a couple books on there that I want. Like, there's one, like, Doctors Through the Ages or something like that. That I really want.
Do you guys have Hulu Plus?
No. We want to, though. That's our next thing. I just got rid of Redbox subscription so we could get Hulu.
Nice.
Redbox sucked.
Almost.
Don't get it.
Almost daily, Hulu Plus is adding, like, the newly found and restored episodes from the original series.
We're getting Hulu tonight.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting.
Jeff and I are renewing it. Like, we got a free trial subscription and we're gonna renew it. Yeah. It's like $8 a month, so.
And you guys really like it. Do you
it's
use it?
We haven't used it that much just because we rely on Netflix for a lot of the stuff that Morgan watches.
Right.
And she's the primary television keeper. But no, it's Hulu Plus has some great stuff that like you can't get from Amazon or Netflix. Like they have a shitload of anime. And like good anime too, not like crappy like kiddie stuff, like adult kinds of things. Speaking of anime, manga, however you want to fucking pronounce it, I'm not gonna say manga and be fucking pretentious here, but walking around the bookstore last night, there is a manga style graphic novel of New Moon.
Are you serious?
No.
I showed it to Jeff and he about lost his shit.
Oh my god.
Because he's doing the Let's Get Twi-Hearted New Moon right now. Twi-Harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
But on the cover, Edward has long hair.
Oh my god.
It's hilarious. Like, I mean, they're, you know, illustrated characters. It's not like Robert Pattinson or anything, but yeah, Edward has like really long black hair, or maybe it was Jacob. I don't know.
I would imagine Jacob would have the long hair.
Jacob did
probably
did have long hair in the beginning,
but yeah, she's in the arms.
Not
Bella's
that I know anything about Twilight.
Guy.
I know nothing about Twilight, and I hate Twilight.
I know a lot more about Twilight than I care to admit.
The only thing I know about Twilight is from Twi-Hearted.
Nah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
I know, my god.
I saw
awful.
The first either two or three movies.
Yeah. Well, I saw them on the Riff Tracks.
I saw them with and without Riff Tracks.
100 years old.
He's yeah.
like 100 and something.
Yeah.
All I know is Edward is like 100 and something years old. Bella yeah. in the original one was 16.
17.
Okay. Yeah. Still makes him a pedophile. And it makes her...
But it's okay, because he got bit when he was 17, so, like, he hasn't aged or obviously
no.
matured.
No. No.
I always get his
no.
age and Yoda's age.
Yeah, no, because, yeah, Jeff kept saying, like, Edward's, like, 800 or 900 years old. I'm like, that's not possible, because Carlisle's older than he is, and Carlisle was turned in, like, the Middle Ages. It's not even fucking possible.
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
If you are over 100 years old, you should age.
But no.
At least mentally.
Yeah.
You think if you lived 100 years, whether you were bit at 17 or not, you would mature.
He's not immature in the books. Not really. He doesn't act like a
hence
child.
Hence makes him a pedophile.
She does, but...
Oh, hence well. Makes him a pedophile, proving she's my point that he's a pedophile.
She acts older than she is, though.
The way
supposedly.
The way Jeff reads it, they certainly don't.
Well, that's his interpretation.
He definitely doesn't read Bella as anything but a spoiled brat, which she pretty much is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not denying that, but... Yeah. I think it's hilarious the way he portrays her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody.
Oh, if you haven't checked it out, what, Twihearted? Let's get Twihearted. They have their own podcast now.
Yep. Yes. It's on the network.
You can listen to what we're listening to.
Talking about.
Words are hard.
I should put this down.
I think we're all drinking vodka tonight, right?
No, I haven't drank
anything
Oh,
yet.
Yeah. Aislinn's just drinking root beer. Huh.
I got all the way through my can of root beer and haven't had any of my Kraken. Kraken's almost gone now.
Why do you have a Hollister bag?
Because she shops there. She loves it.
No. I was wondering when that was going to be called into question. No.
Kelsey? Was it Kelsey?
No. It came... Would you just let me fucking talk?
God. Keep asking her where. Keep asking her why, Ashley.
Now you know how Bill feels.
Keep guessing.
No. Years ago when... my parents were splitting up and moving out of their house. I was taking things that belonged to my brother and I out of the house, and some of the stuff I took wound up packed in that Hollister bag, which I don't know why there was a Hollister bag at my parents' house, because at the time, we didn't even have the Hollister in the mall.
Hmm.
So I don't know where the hell they got the Hollister bag, but weird. It came from my parents' house. No one I know firsthand has shopped there, so...
Well, it says a lot for their bags. It lasted how many years?
Yeah, I mean, I have like a closet that's full of gift bags that I just reuse.
I do the same thing.
Same here.
Or so, if I'm at like the dollar store, if I see a cute one, I'll just buy it.
Unused since then, because I'm kind of embarrassed to let people see.
What, you don't want everyone seeing the half naked guy on a bag?
Yeah, what the fuck
is
that?
With the freaking, what, he's got like an 8-pack there? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't even know. Let me look at this. Yeah, and a surfboard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. disgusting.
And it's like,
who would ever want to look at that?
He's cut off. Like, seriously, this portrait goes from like his dick to the tip of his nose. Like, the top of his head and his legs are cut off.
Yeah, definitely the ugliest part of the guy right there. Yeah.
Lauren's just like, that's so beautiful.
What's up, buddy? I'm like, hey.
Oh. I kept walking by. The one girl at work had a Hollister bag in the salon the one day. I think she brought something in it. She does actually shop there. And it was just the picture of like a guy and a girl kissing.
Weird.
Like every time I walked by, I'm like, they're just making out. Like, as the day progressed, I kept getting madder and madder at it. Like, I just kept getting angrier at watching these two just making out in broad daylight. I'm like, this is unacceptable. I'm like, it's a picture on a bag.
Calm down, lady. Calm down.
I don't know why it made me so angry.
That's.
I don't know. My psyche went all. Nuts over seeing that.
Why are they doing this
Why
to me?
Why is this happening? This should belong here. Children are around.
Speaking of hot people, though,
right?
I just saw something at Hot Topic last night that is a Hot Topic exclusive. It was not the Dean Winchester
Damn!
Shirt for it.
I wanted to see it again.
No, have you ever seen the pop figurines? They're little, like, yeah, Bill's got one. He's got a Boba Fett one.
Yeah, I think AJ has a bunch.
Yeah, they're little, they're chunky. They're not quite
There's
like
some up there too.
Okay, yeah,
those are Mighty Mugs.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah, they're not quite like the Mighty Mugs. They just have they typically have two eyes and a nose, but no mouth. Hot Topic has an exclusive Castiel pop figure.
Wow,
and I want it.
So they have a Dean Winchester.
It's like $12.50. I think I saw Sam and Dean in there too.
Yes.
Although I'm actually kind of disappointed that Hot Topic now is Supernatural stuff.
Yeah, as am I.
Yep.
Damn
now
it.
We have to be underground Supernatural lovers.
No. I will still fight for
Sam
and Dean.
A pop figurine of Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover. He's got the baby. Oh, Lord. Why?
Don't worry. It will never get as bad as Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nothing ever will.
I can't even really watch that anymore. I mean, dude, how much I loved that when that came out. Like, yeah. Obsessed with that.
Same here.
And now it's like, now? If it's on TV, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I see it on Facebook every day. I think, like, I see a tattoo of that every fucking day on Facebook. Yeah. Every day.
It's upsetting.
Sad.
My sister has a Nightmare Before Christmas tattoo.
Really?
I asked her to name 5 characters. She was like...
She couldn't.
She was like,
Jack and Sally.
Jack, Sally.
He's Castiel.
Oh, he's so Castiel. Adorable.
Oh my God.
So cute. That is adorable.
Look at that. If you want to go on Amazon and buy that. Oh no, it's Hot Topic.
It's Hot Topic. Never mind. Exclusive. Those bastards.
Never mind.
You can probably buy Sam and Dean on Amazon though.
We already did the banner.
Your internet's not working out.
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
His internet's not working. I am on 4G. I am not on the wireless.
Yeah. What is wrong with our wire? I have Wi-Fi.
I texted my mom a while ago.
Mm. I have Wi-Fi.
Restart the router.
All the freaking time we have to restart that router.
Ugh. It's the snow. You know what,
Speaking
Bill?
Of snow, what? I hope I can get out of the
Blame it on
lot.
El Nino.
Blame it on El Nino.
It's supposed to get to like 60 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah.
Gross. I'm very, very upset by this. Because if all of the snow melts, I will seriously be outside with a picket sign just bitching.
It'll Who are you picketing?
For the hell of bitching. I will be outside picketing clouds. Just pissed. Just yelling at the sky.
It'll snow again.
That doesn't make you look crazy at all.
No.
I'm doing okay.
You sound like who was it? Caligula, I think, had his soldiers attack the sea, like stab the ocean, because he was pissed off at Poseidon. I think I got him.
I'd be that guy.
Oh Lord. You guys.
I'm not dumb, I'm just angry.
Here's adorable little come back. Adorable little pop figure Dean. He's got a dagger.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Aww.
And adorable little Sam also has a dagger and a flannel shirt.
How can they both have the dagger?
There's two daggers, damn it.
There isn't two. There's one knife.
Maybe one's one of the angel ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They both actually kind of look like stumpy angel blades.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, I was wondering if they were the demon one or not.
Nah, the demon knife, yeah.
It's like an elk handle. Elk horn handle.
It really is. It's really cool.
It's like something that, like, I found in my grandfather's toolbox.
Yeah. It's a butcher knife, basically.
Mm.
It's something that you take hunting with you to slit the deer's throat.
Yeah.
Good. So what it looks like.
Yeah, it actually does look like some kind of like hunting knife.
Yeah.
Like something you'd keep in your boot.
You guys are so out of steam.
We really are. We're so
It's tired. Just not steamy in here. Oh God.
I'm not much of a Christmas person, so I don't like really have a whole lot to talk about Christmas.
You're the one that brought up Christmas.
I was.
Oh, you
that
were?
That was me.
I was thinking about it too, like, but I just don't Yay, Christmas. It's tomorrow. Woo! Yeah.
Spend time doing whatever it is you do, whether you celebrate Christmas or you celebrate National Jews Go to the Movies Day.
Yes.
Or if you celebrate
Winter
Solstice.
John Stewart
solstice.
Said it. Or, yeah, if you're celebrating Yule as opposed to the more secular holidays.
What is Yule?
It is the winter solstice celebration.
Oh. It's the 21st, I think, of December. Oh. And
my
pagans celebrate.
Yeah. You know. It's a pagan holiday.
My and that's what the Christmas. That's so where the Christmas tree came from.
Yeah,
you know?
So and the Yule log.
Whether you want to believe in God or not, like Christmas is a freaking
it is well, Christians pagan stole holiday. It from a pagan holiday.
Jesus was born in the summer. Let's get that clear. Jesus was born in like June.
Yep,
Jeebus.
They moved it to December.
Get your own holiday.
Coincide with pagan holidays to try to convert pagans to Christianity.
Yeah. Yup. Seriously.
Same goes for Easter.
Yep. I'm so tired of the take the X out of Christmas. Like, don't stop taking the Christ out of Christmas, people. Like putting X in Xmas.
Actually, X is Christ related. I don't know the whole story behind it, but it is like it is an acceptable substitute for the word / name Christ.
It was
not if you ask any Christian.
It was right. A symbol that they used to. It was like a secret symbol.
Yeah.
For Christ.
Well, yeah.
Instead of the cross.
Yeah, they did X.
Yeah, they marked an X.
Was it the Masons or the Illuminati that started that?
Yes.
What are they?
The branch of the Illuminati that Tila Tequila is now in.
Oh, God.
I read a... Is she really?
She pretends to be.
Yep.
Tila
I read a Tequila. Thing on...
She pretends to be a lot of things.
Yeah. I read a thing on Facebook. It was one of those pictures that said, keep the Christ in Christmas and the X in Texas. I'm like, what is...
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I have no idea. I'm like, who is taking the X out of Texas? Who is changing Texas to Tios?
Tees.
Tees.
Tejas.
Oh, that's it. Tejas.
What is Tejas?
It's, like Hispanics. Like,
Mexico. Yeah. Tejas.
Oh my God! Those racist bastards!
I have no idea. I was just
no. That has to be it.
It probably is. Honestly,
because it was on like a
Texas
church
is an
sign
awful
in
place.
Texas. Yeah,
a bunch of pricks.
Oh my God! Right? They're such assholes.
Hidden racism.
Oh my God! They're insane.
It's true.
Hidden racism.
Hmm.
I was hidden because I've told like 3 different people about this, and you guys are the first to.
I was just saying words. Bill's the one that picked up on it.
Wow.
Maybe.
I'm just being goofy.
Maybe. We don't know for sure. We should ask somebody in Texas. Do you know anybody?
No.
I don't want to.
Find the person who posted that picture and ask them what it means.
Well, my mom shared it.
Yeah, ask her.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then tell her to quit posting shit that she doesn't understand.
I already did. She's like, people keep taking Christ out of Christmas. I'm like, I understand that part. I don't understand the other part.
No one is trying to take the Christ out of Christmas.
No, like, Sarah Palin says there's a war on Christmas, Aislinn. There is a war on Christmas.
It's not a war on Christmas. It is being fucking considerate to people who aren't Christians.
Yeah, exactly. Which aren't Christians only like 30% of the population anyway?
No.
No.
I don't think it's
not
even
in the
that
US.
Much.
Yeah. It's less than that?
No. It's way more.
It's
way
more. Oh, really?
Yeah.
70 or 80%.
Oh, yeah. God. No.
Yeah. It's. Because, I mean, our primary. I'm going to say our primary immigration is probably from, like, Mexico and Central and South America.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, Catholicism. Through there, all the painted saints and stuff. So, that's Christianity.
We were talking about immigration the other day at work. And I was like, do you guys realize that this country was built on immigration? And they're like, well, all those people should go back to where they came from. And I was like,
you realize
see you
that's
later.
Only going
to
leave.
So, all of your ancestors should go back to where they came from.
Let's just ship all the bodies back.
76%.
So, damn. Basically what you're saying is you have a problem with anybody that immigrated here after the 1800s.
Yeah.
But before then, it's cool.
What about all those people we brought over and enslaved? Do they count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the... Anybody remember the Back to Africa movement?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. Friggin'.
That worked well.
Yeah.
I want to say that was, like, spearheaded by, like, Jesse Jackson or something, too.
I don't know.
That's so God, insane. I don't understand racism at all.
No. Not really.
Especially, like, people, like, okay. It is 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We are equal. there are rights and laws in place that we are supposed to be equal, mm-hmm. and yet you're not okay with somebody who's brown. What? Dude,
there it has not, when you really think about it, it really hasn't been that long since.
Yeah.
Since, you know.
It's only been like 100 years or something.
Well,
like
it's only been within like our parents' lifetime that interracial segregation, marriage was allowed.
Yeah, and that segregation was not.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I guess I was just raised in a way that, like.
Down south, man, there are still a lot of people
and
who.
And here, like, you'd be.
Well, there's definitely racist people here, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. My dad was racist, is racist, probably still. I don't know. I don't talk to him.
But. Yeah. We're above, like, it just amazes me. I'm like, you do realize we're above the Mason-Dixon line, right?
Yeah.
The South shall rise again. Okay. See you there. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay. Later. You go down there. Like, stop flying the freaking Southern flag.
Yeah, I laugh every time I see a freaking one of those stupid flags.
Confederate flag.
Confederate flag wasn't even the Southern flag.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, you good old boys are fucking stupid. Which makes sense because you're a good old boy.
Yeah.
Man, we are so not steamy this episode.
Oh my god, no.
We are not even kind of on fire. This is awful. I fucking apologize. We apologize for ruining
your Christmas.
We're cutting this out.
No, we're not. We're leaving everything in.
Leave it in, stop Bill. Editing. We're uncensored.
No, we're not.
Look at my spike.
Unfiltered.
Look at my spike.
We're unfiltered and unapologetic.
Unsober.
Yes.
That's our tagline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfiltered, unapologetic, unsober?
You guys could.
We really were only drunk for like the first two episodes.
Yeah.
That did not get released.
Nope.
No, the first two episodes that got released, I thought we were a little tipsy.
Oh, probably. Yeah, we were.
Yeah, the first episode, God,
episode zero, that we'll never see the light of day. That is
God, no.
Locked away in a vault for all eternity.
I think he deleted it.
We have to listen to it, just us, like, for after our 100th episode.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No. The audio quality on that was awful. I'm not really.
What did we do? Put microphones on the table?
Yeah, because we were just having a planning session.
We're having a planning session, and Bill's like, let's record it. We're like, what? Say now?
That was back when we had to hold our mics, and we didn't want to hold our mics.
No, we did not.
Because we were busy talking and shit.
Because we had to have hands for eating. And now we have these lovely microphone stands.
Yeah.
Got hands for eating.
Mm-hmm.
Hands for drinking. Although Mick's getting around to feed the fish really hard when I come in every day.
Mm, I imagine.
It's like amazing.
Well, you just gotta like fold up the mic stands and fucking turn them.
It's fine. You'd think.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, it's fine.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's good.
Christmas.
Woo!
I have not been listening to my Neil Diamond Christmas CD nearly enough this year.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Christmas music, I'm to the point at work where I started turning it off. Because we have little lever, like we have little knobs on the wall that we can turn it down in the salon. So I just started doing that because I'm like, if I hear another song about Rudolph, I'm just going to stab a dog. I swear to God, I can't.
You're going to hallucinate that it's Rudolph
and
lose your shit. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm going crazy. It's just too much. They've been playing it since the beginning of November.
Ooh,
and I'm
gross.
Just, and now it's to the point where it's all Christmas music. There's not even a break in between Christmas music. And there was like four songs about Rudolph in a row.
What? I thought there was only one song about Rudolph.
No, there isn't.
There's
so many.
And there's different variations.
And there's different people that sing them. And then the one time, like, the song, there's this, the Santa Baby came on. And then somebody else sang Santa Baby. And I'm like, they just played the same song, but it was by a different person. I'm not doing well with it. I'm not. I'm really just not dealing with it.
Thankfully, I haven't heard too much Christmas music. I don't really go out in public a whole lot. So
Yeah.
I've been saved from it.
I'm
to this point
stuck in a room with it.
The joys of retail.
Oh my god.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
No, I don't. I don't have
Feliz Navidad.
I don't have a favorite. I hate them all equally.
Yeah, nah.
I have one that I hate the most.
Oh, one that you hate the most.
It's this one that she seriously... I don't even know it. I think it's like...
Christmas Shoes.
It's Jingle Bells, but it sound... The person who's singing it sounds like she's humping the microphone.
Ooh.
Like, she really sound... Like, it's so sensual and sexual. I'm just like, I swear to God, she's shoving it in her vagina. Oh my
God. Does anybody watch Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yes.
The food truck episode where they're at the music festival.
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
the girl playing the piano, singing about an oil slick.
And she's rubbing up against the seat as she's yeah. playing.
Yeah. It...
Is that supposed to be making fun of Tori Amos?
I think it was, honestly.
And the guy, and the one little kid, the boy, is just like...
Eugene
is just like, I think she's talking out about her vagina. It might be Jean. I think it's Jean. I'm pretty sure she's just talking about her vagina. It's very obvious. How is nobody getting this?
I love that
show. It's hilarious.
I just kind of love anything that H. John Benjamin is in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He makes me laugh.
Lauren, do you have a favorite Christmas song?
No. No.
Excellent.
Why am I the only one with a favorite Christmas song?
I have one, too.
I told you, it's Feliz Navidad. Like, yeah. It's so happy. You can't not like it.
I liked the little drummer boy a lot when I was a kid.
I was a kid. That song and Do You Hear What I Hear? Fucking hate those two songs.
Even the David Bowie one?
That I will tolerate because it's David Bowie, yeah. But no.
Never heard it.
And Christmas Shoes. Fuck Christmas Shoes.
Yeah,
Christmas Shoes
stupid.
Is right up there on the list of things I hate with the movie Up.
Yeah.
You hate the movie Up?
It's the most depressing.
That is the most depressing kids movie I have ever seen. Well. Like the first 20 minutes where there's no dialogue.
It's
the saddest thing ever.
I did cry, yeah.
No, fuck that movie. Fuck Pixar for making that movie.
But I like movies that make me cry sometimes.
No. Sometimes I don't want to cry in a kid's movie, man. Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
I always cry during kids' movies.
But we quote that movie, like, all the time at work.
I mean, Doug was funny, but that's, like, the most redeeming quality of that
movie.
Well,
yeah. Every time I put a cone on a dog, I go, cone of shame.
Bill, favorite Christmas song? While you're chiming in here.
Holiday in Hollis by Run DMC.
Oh, God.
It's such a
of
good
course.
Song.
You
it's
would.
So good. Santa left his wallet in the park for Run to pick up. And then Run mailed it back to him because he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And then Santa sent him a letter was like, hey, that money was for you.
Good guy, Run.
Such a good guy, Run.
What the hell? I've never heard that.
I don't
think
I heard it either.
Wow.
Yeah. Sheltered.
Yeah.
Shelter.
I was the opposite of sheltered. You're not sheltered.
I was sheltered.
You guys made it to 57 minutes.
All right,
we did.
I think we're good. did we do a for real
Amazon ad in there? We kind of threw it out, but...
I was trying to find out if Toy
it was
Candy
close enough.
I don't know. Maybe, but... What? You gotta get locally
made,
man.
Really quick, on Amazon, you know how they do the... like, you can leave reviews for things? If you ever feel like getting on Amazon and looking at reviews just to read to laugh, check out the 5-pound bag of Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Oh, God.
And then read the reviews.
Speaking of Amazon, does anybody follow Josh Gates on Facebook or Twitter, host of Destination Truth?
No.
He ordered a t-shirt from Amazon because he's doing like the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway thing. Somehow he ended up with a pair of hamburger earmuffs.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he has been nonstop tweeting like crazy pictures of him and his wife wearing like the hamburger earmuffs.
Yeah.
And like Amazon let him keep the earmuffs because, you know, it was their mistake and sent him the shirt like for free. But
that's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah.
I want some hamburger earmuffs.
They're pretty great and he's been making some pretty awful and awesome puns about hamburger earmuffs. Like, he took a picture of himself, like, standing in the shower with the earmuffs on, and, like, one of him driving, and there's one, it's of his wife, she's wearing the earmuffs, and she's got, she's wearing, like, a white hoodie, and the hood is bowed out, and it, so she looks kind of like Princess Leia. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's hilarious.
Huh. So, Amazon.
You know the deal. Click that purple banner. Clear those cookies. Order your shit. I mean, it's going to be too late to order Christmas presents because nothing delivers on Christmas Day. But you can get maybe, like, if you order today, you might be able to get it day after Christmas.
Yeah. You can get two-day shipping, too.
Yeah.
Stuff on Amazon.
But
we're talking.
If you're desperate for gifts. Sure.
Hmm?
She's talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
This comes out Christmas Eve, Lauren. Where have you been?
God. You're definitely not going to get Christmas Day today.
Yeah, no.
No.
You're not getting Amazon tomorrow.
Is gonna...
If you're not done with your shopping yet, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go to the mall.
Just avoid the mall at all costs.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's
unless
terrifying.
You like being trampled and punched.
Yep.
But yeah, not even Amazon has enough money to pay UPS to deliver on Christmas Day.
Nope.
Or the post office.
Not until they start delivering everything by drones.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Drones.
That's a topic for another day.
Sure it is.
It's a horse of a different color.
Oh, shit. Well, everybody have a nice Christmas.
All right.
Thanks for listening. If you made it through the episode, congratulations.
Yeah.
Because we almost didn't.
Yeah.
So.
We got this.
Go see The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Good times.
It's open on Christmas Day. The movie theaters are.
Yeah, most are. Go see the new Anchorman movie. I haven't seen it yet.
And
but
say sorry to all the people who are working there. Maybe bring them cookies.
Yeah.
They'll appreciate it.
Be nice to your theater employees if you go out on Christmas Day because
they don't want
to
be there.
Be nice to anybody you might encounter who's working on Christmas Day.
Or Christmas
in general.
Yeah, just be nice to people during the holiday season.
Because
Christmas
is
not even holiday
dicks.
Season. Just fucking stop being dicks.
Well, yeah, seriously.
Stop being dicks.
All the time.
Tip your waitress.
Yeah.
A lot. At least 20%.
At least 20%.
For all you cheap fucks.
It's a hard job, man.
We'll probably see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.